welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome to the podcast on this New Year's Day 2022. I have decided to record a little bonus episode to get you really set up for 2022, and producer Peter's kindly offered to edit this while he's on his Christmas haul, so big shout out to him. Okay, so this episode is all about gratitude. Gratitude because when you are in a place of abundance, feeling thankful for what you have, feeling grateful for everything that you've got, you just get more of it, okay? Because if you feel a lack of, then your energy is low, your mood is low, and you'll tend to get more of the same. So, you know, if you think about that saying of, you know, bad things happen in threes, I genuinely believe it's because your mood was low. You kind of got a bit, oh God, why does this have to happen to me? And then something similar happened. And then you just ended up with a whole load of things where you just had a pretty rubbish day or rubbish week, etc. So gratitude is huge because gratitude puts us in a good state of mind. It makes us feel more positive. It makes us more compassionate. It makes us more grateful for what we already have. And then we get more in of what we want as well. So if I give you a little example of this, and I'm telling you this story because it happened to a client of mine. If she's listening, she'll be laughing now. So she wanted a new door and a new garage door. And she saved up her money, got the new door, new garage door. And instead of feeling thankful every time she drove up to the house and saw the new garage door and the new front door, which, you know, took a while to come as well because it was in, I think it was kind of ordered just after we came out of lockdown, so things were a bit delayed. So this was like a much sought after, you know, upgrade for the house, and it had been waited for. So when she drove up to the house and she entered the front door, what she then saw was how much she wanted to get the staircase redone, and she wanted a new banister. So instead of feeling grateful that she got a new door and the new garage door, what she ended up feeling was a lack of, because she then walked in the house and saw other things that still needed doing. So she's low mood, low energy, and vibrationally we don't match that with what we want. Even if you don't believe in manifestation, which, you know, if you're listening to me, you I'm guessing you do have some belief in it. But why would you want to make yourself feel bad? You know, especially when you've got something that you wanted. If you got something that you wanted, why are you not feeling grateful for that all the time? You know, I did a post recently on the fact that the house that we currently live in has a leak, and we're 5 years in now, and we're only just getting to the bottom of why there's a leak. And the developers have gone AWOL, you know, nobody can get a hold of them because it's a new house. The building insurance that we have stepped in, but they are really slow to respond because they don't want to have to be paying out, I'm sure. They're really slow to respond, and it's really difficult, and the whole process has been a bit difficult. Now, if all I saw when I went into my house was the patch in the bedroom where we have a leak, the patch in the ensuite where we had to cut a hole, not me physically, cut a hole in the roof and it's been patched up and there's no point in decorating because we still haven't discovered where the leak is. If that's all I saw every time I went in my house, what an absolute waste, because we spent about 4 months trying to get this house, our dream house, the house that was on my vision board, the house that has one of the best drives up to it where you go over a beautiful little bridge and there's a little river running underneath, and sometimes you see deers running past, and the drive up to the house is spectacular. And then I absolutely love my house and I love everything about it, and it was on my vision board, and I manifested hard for that house. Every day I was visualizing myself in each room and what each room would look like. So if all I do is sit in a lack of and feel rubbish because we've got crappy developers who have gone AWOL, and you know that I've still not got the leak sorted, so therefore my ensuite isn't decorated, my bathroom isn't decorated, if I sat in that lack of, I would feel pretty rubbish and I'm not going to feel excited about the home that I bought, that I was excited about in the first place. So gratitude is huge, because gratitude shifts your mood. And if you live in the UK, you have a lot to be grateful for. Yeah, you might not feel it right now and you might be shouting at your device, but we do have a lot to be grateful for. We don't have to risk our lives to get on a boat to cross an ocean for fear of what is going on in our country. You know, we don't have all of the unrest that other countries have right now. We are very safe. We get to switch the heating on. We get to turn taps on. You know, whatever your monthly income is, you should still have a lot to be thankful for. Whether it's a friend that messages you and just checks in, whether it's because you've got food in the fridge, whether it's because you're fit and healthy today, whatever it is, we can always lean into gratitude. Now, this leads me on to the reason why I wanted to do this bonus episode for you today, which is a little ritual that I got my friends to do. So over the New Year period, what I tend to do, it's normally mid-January when everything's calmed down and there's no people having to meet up with family and things like that, where the girls are free and I know I can get them booked in the diary. It's either mid to late January. I get them in the diary, they come round to mine, I put on amazing food. I'm totally bringing myself up, I am a good cook by the way. I do some amazing food for them and then we go and we do our gratitude list. So let me tell you a bit about what that looks like. So we all sit, I give them a brand new piece of paper. You'll see why it's a brand new piece of paper in a second. A brand new piece of paper. They all get a pen each and they have to write 5 things that they're thankful for the year past. And then they write 5 things that they want for the year ahead. And always write it as if you have it. Okay, so the things that you want for the year ahead, write it in past tense. I am so grateful for. And then you put it down. And then what we do is we roll that little bit of paper up. We put a little bit of string around it and we put it in a box. I've got a Tiffany box from a set of sunglasses or something, or glasses, and it goes in Tiffany. And the little bits of paper stay there in that box untouched until the next year. The bit that I've probably missed out is the fact that they get to open their bit of paper first. The bit of paper from last year we open first and we openly talk about the things that have come true from the list that we had. If there's ones that didn't come true, we can talk about it. We can put it on the list for next year. But you tend to find that out of all of us, around 3 out of 5 will have come true on average. So once we've done that, so they've read the list, from last year, they write their new list. We don't talk about what's on that list because, I don't know, people tend to be quite private. I am an oversharer, so if anyone wanted to know what's on my list, I will share for the year ahead. And then it goes in the box. But this is where some of the little magic comes in. Now, I am recording this episode, fingers crossed, if it all turned out well and I was managed to do both of the things that I'm meant to do, one for producer Pete and the other one for YouTube. So I'm trying to record twice at one time and I'm not very technical. And the reason why I wanted to record this is because it's a visual thing that I need you to see. And what I get the girls to do once they've done their list and wrapped it up is to take one of the wishes that they want desperately to come true, the thing that they want the most, and they write it on some wish paper. Now, I'll put a little link for the wish paper that I use. I think I just got it off Amazon. Actually, I think it was a real chew on to get it the last time, and I ordered in bulk. I think I must have about 200 of these wish papers. It's called Flying Wish Paper. I will find a link to some of it somewhere for you. And you write the desire, the one thing that is the most important to you out of the 5 things, on the wish paper. You scrumple it up, okay, and then you open it out and you roll it into a little cylinder, and then you set it alight and it should fly up just like that. And you will be able to see it on the YouTube video. It's such a lovely, lovely thing to do with your friends, getting them on board with manifestation. but also really setting out your intentions for 2022. So remember, gratitude is a huge part of something that I would definitely encourage you to start doing for 2022. Write down your five biggest desires, wrap them up, pop them in a little box, forget about them till the next year. Obviously, if it's ones that are real focus for you and ones that you can take aligned action on, then all by all means do it, okay? So, for example, five of my desires a few years ago, one of them was to... God, how many years ago was it now? It must be 9 years ago now. One of them was to become a life coach. Now, I can't just put that in a box and not do anything about it. I have to physically Google. I have to look at what courses I can do. I have to look at what I can do in line with working a full-time job. There is aligned action that I need to take. So if you know out of your desires that there's some action that you need to take, make sure you are popping a little note in your phone, things that you could be doing, things that you could be taking action over, but also know that the universe absolutely has your back on this. If you want to go deeper and do more work on manifestation and find out the exact process that I use on my 5-minute manifestation practice that I do daily, then sign up to my Month to Manifest course. It is live now on the website. I will be popping the link into the show notes. And it is there for you to start whenever you want. It is set out into 4 modules that you work through on a weekly basis, and it's really easy and simple to follow and will support you in raising your vibrations and being able to manifest your dream life. Have the best new year, everybody, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others, and it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.